You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
What you do last night? What you getting into?
You know, the All-Star game was on last night. I caught a little bit of that.
Yeah.
You know, got to see two hit wit. Hit one to the outfield for an out. But other than that, everything was good.
Hit one outfield for the out.
Yeah. But other than that, just chill. You know, caught up on a couple of shows.
That was the Royals lone All-Star with Merrifield.
Man, remember the day when we had a whole... Damn near the whole team was out there starting. What was that, 4 or 5 years
that
ago?
Was
that 2014 15. Or 15?
I think that was 15.
I think we almost voted the whole team in.
Yeah, we almost got Omar in.
Yeah, we had the whole infield except for Omar, right?
Yes. Yeah, I got my mixes done last night. But then some news broke late in the show when we were on Texas billionaire 1992 presidential candidate.
Oh, yeah.
H. Ross Perot passed away at the age of 89. And if you were a youngin' like I was back in 92, I specifically remember him because of his ears. Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I was 7 years old at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember people talking about him. And, you know, people, you know, Saturday Night Live and other shows.
Dana Carvey used to do them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, he was 89 and he passed away of leukemia. And, of course, he ran against George H.W. Bush, the elder Bush. And, of course, the eventual winner, Bill Clinton, in that 1992 election. And he was a force that year.
Yeah. He pretty much helped Clinton win. You took all those votes away from Bush.
Yeah.
And they had beef for a while. So.
Yeah. And you know, because Bush is from Texas as well.
Yes.
So that really put a dent in his, in his candidacy.
I don't know. I'm old enough to remember he actually paid for a 30-minute infomercial during primetime.
Nah, I don't recall that.
So you know how he did the State of Unions and all that. He actually paid for a 30-minute primetime show, and he actually talked about his ideas and stuff. So that's how he got his ideas and stuff across, by buying that time instead of doing those debates and stuff. He was like, well, shoot, I'm going to pay 30 minutes to tell y'all how I feel about America.
Right.
So, yeah. Shout out to H. Ross Perot and, Texas legend, man. Billionaire, dog. One of the first billionaires I knew.
Yeah, Perot, he ran again in 96, but he didn't have enough public support to make the debates and just got 8% of the vote.
Man, he was the first real independent candidate that I knew.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same for me, too. So, rest up, H. Ross Perot. Go ahead and break me off a little bit, some of that money. Put me in there, that will.
Oh, nah.
Can you imagine his will?
Man, you better.
Good Lord.
You better will something else.
Other news broke yesterday about Tyreek Hill. 610 Sports, they released the full 11-minute audio. And play, I have a whole lot of questions.
Uh-oh.
Especially for KCTV5.
Uh-oh.
Because the way that they, for lack of a better term, doctored the tape up that they released, the versions that they released, it seems like they were on a witch hunt. That's what I got out of this. I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just saying that's the perception that I got after listening to the full 11-minute audio. But we will definitely get into that with our hot trending topic in the 7 o'clock hour.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 6:20, sunny and 81 out in Shawnee. What's going on, Sean?
Beyonce has announced a new album.
Uh-oh.
The Lion King, The Gift.
Oh.
Hey, don't get too excited. Now, according to sources, B will be contributing to, as well as executive producing and curating this album, which will accompany the live-action film. You ready for that?
The Gift and the Curse?
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
Should be called Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
I might go check out the movie. I don't know if I'm excited for this album. What about you?
I don't know about the album, but the movie, I don't know about that one either, because there's a clip floating around on Twitter of Beyonce and her voice acting skills, or lack thereof.
No!
Seeing you again? You don't know what this will mean to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been worried about.
It takes a skill. Voice acting is an actual skill, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it sounds like she's reading out loud in class.
Oh, no. No, we can't have that on this big movie, man.
For real, though. Seriously, I'm gonna go see it with my nephew. He's been wanting to see it, but he got to come from St. Louis, though.
Oh.
Got to bring him here. But,
okay.
You know, I just can't wait to sing this in the theaters. You know what I'm saying?
Can you feel the love?
don't know about all that. I know Hakuna Matata. That's about it for me.
August Alsina has opened up about his struggle with an autoimmune disease, which left him temporarily paralyzed. Play, did you know that?
I saw a picture. Yeah. I didn't know he was temporarily paralyzed.
Yeah, he canceled his performance at the Essence Festival event in New Orleans over the weekend, and he provided us with an update when he was in the hospital.
I woke up one day and wasn't able to walk. I couldn't feel my legs, and my doctor ended up admitting me into the hospital. We're doing a bunch of tests and said I had some nerve damage going on throughout my whole body that I have to, you know, go on a recovery process for. But you know, I don't know, it's like my immune system just went on vacation. So just waiting on it to come on back and we can get together and, you know, they can do what they do, man.
You know, it's good to see that he's in good spirits.
Yeah.
But because he's been through a lot of stuff in his life, Lay.
Man, right when his career is rising, if you ask me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he opened up about the issues that he was having with his mother, and then he started having those seizures. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
I just pray for that young man and hope that he can be better off.
I remember he actually came to the station. I got to interview him about one of the first couple of times he came out here. He's been a cool dude, so yeah. I hope he beats this and get through it.
Right, absolutely. In other news, ASAP Rocky, we've been updated on his conditions. TMZ has reported that ASAP Rocky is being detained in Sweden in inhumane conditions. According to sources close to him, Rocky is being held in a Swedish jail with, quote, shockingly inhumane conditions, end quote. It is being said that the jail has wretched food and the facilities are not fit for human beings. Rocky is reportedly sleeping on a yoga mat with no blankets. Mm. The prisoner in the cell next to him allegedly has severe mental issues. He slams his head against the wall and throws feces, which are not cleaned up. The facility is also reportedly filthy and disease-ridden. The water is supposedly not safe for drinking, and the food is not edible. During the first 5 days that Rocky was detained, he only ate an apple a day. Wow. You know, as previously reported, he's been held in custody for 2 weeks while prosecutors investigate his alleged involvement in a Stockholm street brawl, despite video footage showing the alleged victim harassing and attacking ASAP Rocky. And you already know celebrities and fans have band together to create a, quote, hashtag justice for Rocky petition, said to have over 130,000 signatures, according to Vibe. It was launched on change.org on Tuesday.
Might have to go sign that bad boy, man. I hate to hear that.
For real, though, yeah.
I wouldn't want that for anybody, not just Rocky, right. Anybody.
For nobody, yeah. That's pretty bad if any of that is true.
Man,
got to put a stop to that.
Whew, man, they putting a bad name. And you know what's crazy? I thought I heard that they have, not saying any prison is a good prison, but, you know, they say, like, prisons out there are supposed to be decent compared to around here, but apparently not.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it?
Yeah. With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning, y'all. I'm mad because my phone fell in the washing machine.
Oh, no.
I was so hot. So I put it in some rice because that really does work.
What?
No, like, dead serious. That works. Like, the last time I dropped my phone in water, I put it in rice. It had to be in there for like 3 days, but it came through.
See, that's why you need an iPhone. Because we waterproof, baby.
I can't stand an iPhone.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
They only have one button. Like,
Thank you. I'm with you.
You have to have... Ooh, I'm trying not to cuss, Jesus. I can't stand iPhones because you have to have iTunes just to put music on your phone. Don't
preach on that broomstick.
That's another bill. Like, I can't.
Preach on that broomstick. What kind of phone you got right now?
Well, the phone I had to switch to is...
She got a jitterbug.
It's a raggedy LG. I hate LG, too. Yeah. I'm a Samsung person. I love Samsung.
Yeah, come on back to
but
the Samsung.
I'm coming. I'm as soon as I can. But I had to switch back to my LG. And the reason I had to switch from this phone because I dropped it a bunch of times. So it's got, like, black spots in the screen. I can't even see everything.
I ain't got no black spots on mine. And I drop mine in the water all the time. I'm good over here.
Look.
I'm done with you with your raggedy iPhone.
Listen. You mad. You really mad this morning.
Listen, most iPhone people just
buy it because they seen the commercial and they want to follow the trends, okay?
Anyway,
we the leaders out here, so don't worry about that.
I don't have any issues y'all talking about either.
I don't have any issues either, Brian. Okay.
So, I'm not worried about them raggedy iPhones with the one button.
There you go. Tell them what's good. What's your name?
It's Elena from Top City. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Giving you a shot at $1,000 of summer cash coming up next hour. Got Tony Rock tickets. He'll be at the Improv Comedy Club.
Chris Rock says he's the funniest of the family.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying what Chris said.
I'll go by Chris Rock's word on that,
I love Chris. He's my favorite. But if you think Chris is funny, go check out his brother this weekend.
Yes. So the ESPYs come on tonight.
Yes.
The 2019 ESPY Awards. ESPY is short for Excellence in Sports Performance Yearly Award.
I didn't know that.
And our quarterback, my quarterback, not yours.
What you mean? I love Project Pat.
He's up for Athlete of the Year. And ahead of the ESPYs, he visited Jimmy Kimmel the other night. And they had some interesting things to discuss about one particular super fan.
You're living in Kansas City now. Mm-hmm. Do you love Kansas City?
I love it. I honestly do. I mean, look, we got the Chiefs fan, Chiefs Kingdom right here.
Yeah, one of these guys came out from... Are you both... By the way... I don't want to alarm you, but I learned a tidbit about the gentleman in the... Actually, well, I know a lot about both of these guys, but a little more about the guy in the red shirt. Stand up, would you mind showing us what you have emblazoned on your body? Yeah. Now, this is the kind of loyalty that you've already inspired there.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Got that tattoo.
Yeah. So I'm from Raytown, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
I bet my hometown that we would never draft a franchise quarterback. We've been through a lot of hard years, and I bet them 2 years ago we wouldn't draft you. And they, when I came home for Christmas, last Christmas, my brother Logan Shackelford, he is 16 hours, one session for the first ever champ stand, man. I love you.
I appreciate that, man. That's awesome.
But, yes, you heard him right. He got a champ stamp, not a tramp stamp. The other tattoos would be called. But he got a champ stamp. Basically, he got Patrick Mahomes on his back in the Chiefs uniform. So that led me to a question, Play. Would you ever get one of your favorite athletes tattooed on you?
No.
Not even Michael Irvin?
Not even Michael Irvin. No. Not even Troy Aikman. Dirk Nowitzki, Allen Iverson.
You love Allen Iverson like that?
Oh, Allen Iverson is...
he ain't a maverick, though.
He ain't a maverick, but trust me, the game spoke for itself, dog. And what he did, I loved his shoes. I was a big AI fan.
I tell you what. If Mahomes ever gets us a Super Bowl, and I'm telling this on the radio right now.
Don't do it.
I swear I will get a Mahomes tattoo in some sort. I'm not saying it's going to be him, but I have an idea of what I would get. I would get some sort of Mahomes tattoo.
You
got to
get a champ stamp, bro.
I ain't doing all that.
Come on now. Do that.
I would get something. I'll say that. Mm-hmm. That's how dedicated
I am. You already got a
Chiefs
tattoo, right?
Nah, I'm getting one this summer, though. That's on the bucket list. I got a Royals. It's like a Royals KC.
But not the arrow.
Yeah, but I will be getting that soon, though.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
More than 2 months after a bombshell recording led to an ongoing team suspension of Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill, an 11-minute version of the conversation has come to light, Play. Mm. 610 Sports Radio yesterday played an 11-minute version of the conversation Hill's fiance Crystal Espignon reportedly recorded as the couple walked away Dubai airport. Now, KCTV5 originally broadcast a portion of the conversation on April 25th, which was the first day of the 2019 NFL draft. Chiefs suspended Hill later that day. So we have a piece of this recording, and I want to preface this by saying this was secretly recorded by Crystal Espignon. Reportedly an attempt to have some sort of insurance during the ongoing investigation at the time between the two parents and their son.
With Johnson County, right?
Yeah, with Johnson County. So here is a portion of the recording of them talking about what happened in 2014 when Hill was charged with domestic violence against Espinol.
But before y'all had moved here, none of this. I broke my arm. I beat women. None of that. Because I don't do none of that. That 2014 OD. That's a lot, too. On me, that's a lot.
But you sitting here calling me a and everything
that's what
else?
That's bro. Ruin my life and you lied on me in 2014.
How
I'm still
did
not
I
over that.
Lie about
I didn't touch you in 2014. I can put that on everything I love, bro. That's the real truth.
Okay, and then saying that you're gonna get custody of
honestly, that's really mad, bro, because you ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014, bro. And if you want to rewind that night, we can rewind that night too. You was in my house, and did I pick you up and slam you? Hell no, I picked you up and put you out my door, and after that, you left. And on my son, you did that, bro. And then when you get in the courtroom, you want to sit up there and cry on the stand. He hit me. Man, come on, bro.
Then where did the bruises come from, Tyreek?
Did I hit you?
Where did the bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though?
I'm asking, where did the bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though? Did I hit you? Tell the truth. Tell me the truth in my
eyes
right
now.
No,
you're not thinking about what had happened.
Look at me.
We're not thinking about that. Right now, the issue is...
No, we're going to handle both of these issues right now while it's on my chest. Because the still hurt over that, bro.
And you don't think that this hurts me?
And when you walked outside and turned around, what you had said? Are you sure you're done with me? And what I had said? You can go home. And we done.
Wow. Man. That just adds a whole new layer of context to this situation to me, Play. And to me, I'm going to be honest, I'm keeping it 100 with y'all, Kansas City. I feel like KCTV5 was irresponsible in their reporting of this. I do. Because it swayed public opinion on Tyreek Hill, and that's unfair. That's not fair to him.
Yeah, yeah. Why did they play the whole thing in the first place?
I don't know.
You would think
the lady said that it wasn't newsworthy, that it had nothing to do with what they were talking about. Which I totally disagree.
Oh no,
with.
That the whole context plays out.
Right.
Part of why people feel a certain way about him in Kansas
exactly.
City is because of that 2014 incident. Yeah.
So Kansas City, we want to ask you this morning: has your opinion changed on Hill after hearing more of this 11-minute audio?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 right now. Now 80 up at North Kansas City. What's going on, B-Shining?
Gotta wish a couple of celebrity birthdays. Chiwetel Ejiofor, actor.
Hey, how you say it?
Chiwetel.
Don't ask me because I don't know how to say it.
Ejiofor. Okay, so he was Frank
Tell
Lucas.
Tell the movies he was in. He was going to say. There you go.
He was Frank Lucas' brother.
Brother, yeah.
And American Gangster.
Yeah, yeah.
He was also he played opposite Don Cheadle in Talk to Me.
Yeah, he was also, he was in one of them slave movies too, right?
I believe so, yeah.
30 Years a Slave or something. Yeah. I forgot what that movie was called, yeah.
He turns 42 today. Happy birthday to everybody born on July 10th. Jay-Z has announced another venture. According to Rolling Stone, he is getting into the legal marijuana business. Hov has joined the California-based cannabis company, Caliva, as chief brand strategist as part of a new multi-year partnership. Jay will help the company with creative decisions, outreach efforts, and strategy. He will also focus on social justice issues regarding legalization, which includes advocacy, job training, and overall employee and workforce development. Thank you, Jay, for your contributions to the culture, fam.
To the weed culture?
Yes, to whatever culture. Aye.
What doesn't he have his hands in?
Right, he got his hands in everything. In social justice reform and just a lot of stuff, man. Thank you, Jay-Z. Say thank you, Play.
Weed. Thanks.
Say thank you.
He ain't never put nobody in my pocket. What I'm thinking Jay-Z
for? Weed. You and your Nas advocacy. You can't be anti-Jay forever.
I rock with both. But I'm always going to, if I had to choose a side, you know whose side I'm choosing.
Offset guns charge has been dropped, according to TMZ. The Clayton County District Attorney's Office said that he was cleared by the state of all charges on July 1st. However, the charge has only dropped at the request of the U.S. Attorney's Office, who are conducting their own investigation.
Uh-oh.
TMZ also reports that the federal investigation is the only reason Offset was initially arrested in the first place, and they also did not want to take Offset to trial and possible reveal why they are scoping his activity. I guess to tip off other activities that's going on in Atlanta.
You're an ex-trapper, B, right?
No, I'm not. Why are you trying to implicate me? I don't know what you're talking about.
Point, you know, being the ex-trapper, Brian. No. Be shot in.
No.
Nah, you know, they say, you know, you don't fear the local cops, you fear the feds. So I hope he's okay over there.
Right, yeah.
Offset, Mr. Cephas.
Yeah, or else Cardi gonna dump him.
Watch your mouth. Stay your place.
Are you doing
get
a
out
dance?
Get out the way.
You
gotta, yes.
You gotta do the dance too. Why you doing
the Michael Jackson the rap moves over here? I see.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Play Chiefs training camp begins on July 27th. At Missouri State, Missouri Western State University up in St. Joe.
I might have to go.
Oh, I'm definitely going.
I've never been.
I go every year. Oh, yeah, it's definitely a good time. And we don't know right now whether or not Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill will be a part of training camp because he is still suspended off the recording that was put out to the public by KCTV5 on draft night. Well, 610 Sports Radio yesterday played 11-minute version, the full conversation between Hill and his fiance Crystal Espignol. Now, she secretly recorded him. And in this recording, they are talking about the situation that happened in 2014 in which Hill was, he pled guilty to domestic violence against her. And this will provide you all more context to the situation as to their relationship.
But before y'all had moved here, none of this. I broke my arm. I beat women. None of that. Because I don't do none of that. That 2014 OD. That's a lot, too. On me, that's a lot.
But you sitting here calling me a and everything
that's what
else?
That's bro. Ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014.
How
I'm still
did
not
I
over that.
Lie about
I didn't touch you in 2014. I can put that on everything I love, bro. That's the real truth.
Okay, and then saying that you're gonna get custody of
you want all honesty, that's what really mad, bro, because you ruined my life and you lied on me in 2014, bro. And if you want to rewind that night, we can rewind that night too. You was in my house, and did I pick you up and slam you? Hell no, I picked you up and put you out my door, and after that, you left. And on my son, you did that, bro. And then when you get in the courtroom, you want to sit up there and cry on the stand. He hit me. Man, come on, bro.
Then where did the bruises come from, Tyreek?
Did I hit you?
Where did the bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though?
I'm asking, where did the
you?
Bruises come
did
from?
Did I hit you, though? Did I hit you? Tell the truth. Tell me the truth in my
eyes
right
now.
No,
you're not thinking about what had happened.
Look at me.
We're not thinking about that. Right now, the issue is...
No, we're going to handle both of these issues right now. Why that's on my chest? Because the still hurt over that, bro.
And you don't think that this hurts me?
And when you walked outside and turned around, what you had said? Are you sure you're done with me? And what I had said? You can go home. And we done.
I want to let it be known that I think that Tyreek Hill did a great job of keeping his cool. Because these are explosive.
I wouldn't say all that
situations. He did.
He was calling her B words and bro the whole time. Heated. I wouldn't
listen,
say. Man. I mean.
Now, if you're accused of what he's been accused of, fam.
No, I hear you on that.
Your emotions are going to get the best of you. I've seen much worse than that.
No, I have too. I know what you. I know about. I'm just saying from my perspective. This is my whole thing. Period. Why are these two even together?
Because of the
like
kid.
Even now, but even then, just how he's talking, how he's still hurt from that, and that was 5 years ago.
I feel you, but it's because of the kid. It's because of the kid, clearly.
Yeah, but this man, people, think about what's going on now. What's going on with 610? What's going on with somebody that got fired? He's been suspended since a lot of lives has been affected with this. Since it's crazy. And I don't want nothing bad to happen to Tyreek. And honestly, this whole thing, my whole thing with this too, and I totally agree with you. There's been a lot of accusations. I still haven't seen proof on either side yet or what exactly happened in either case.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Kansas City, we wanted to ask
it's
you.
It's tough, man. This is a tough
topic,
though.
It is. Yeah. We wanted to ask you, has your perception changed about Tyreek Hill since more of the audio has dropped?
I've been backing Hill this whole time. I think she's just out to get him. And you can even tell, like, in that recording, you know, she was trying to, like, deter when he was talking about, you know, when she was talking about like the bruises and stuff. And then he's like, I picked you up and put you out of my house. Like, he was wanting her to leave, but it seemed like she kept egging on the situation, trying to provoke him to do something. And he just simply was like, I had enough, and got her out of his house. And she wanted to be like, oh, you know, pretty much say that's irrelevant. She didn't want to talk about that. It just seemed like she just wanted to try to get him to say anything and everything so she could use that against him.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me, too. The fact that she was secretly recording him and asking him these suspicious questions, that really don't feel right with me. Yeah. What's your name?
Steven.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in with those comments now.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's a hot topic this morning,
boy. It's been a hot topic for a while.
Yes. Tyreek Hill, 11-minute audio was released by 610 Sports Radio yesterday, in which Tyreek Hill and his fiancée Crystal Espignol, they go deep into the situation that happened in 2014, a domestic violence situation in which Tyreek Hill had to plead guilty in court. And KCTV5, that's who I have a real beef with this morning, Play. Angie Ricono, she was the reporter on this. And when she released the audio of this on KCTV5 on draft night in April, she said on Twitter, this is directly from Angie Ricono's Twitter from KCTV5. Am I releasing the full audio? No. We released the newsworthy portions. They discuss intimate moments, and that has no news value. Some of it is them walking through the airport and being asked questions by security. And she went on to another tweet. Did I give the prosecutor the audio? Yes, full, raw. I don't know how the prosecutor could respond to chopped up audio and verify the authenticity any other way. I'll be watching what happens next. That's from Angie Ricono, reporter from KCTV5. That was April 25th, the night that the bombshell dropped with the audio that was
released. Is that when that tweet was posted?
Yes.
Okay, April 25th. But no new comment now since this
No new comment that I can see.
Right, yeah. That's what I need to hear. What's the comment she would say now towards that? Yeah,
KCTV5, I think they were just completely irresponsible with what they chose to put out from this recording.
Yeah.
So if you want to chime in, you can go ahead to our Facebook at Hot 103 Jams. But right now, we're going to give it to caller number 3. Good morning.
I have lived through domestic violence. It happened one time, and I left. I left everything, my home, my job, and walked. So my thing is with this is now hearing this, some of her family posted on Facebook that she was crazy, she was out for money. I believe that. Does he have a foul mouth at times? Yeah. But is he calling her out because of the way she's acting? Yes. Did he hurt his child? I don't know. That's between those three and God. That's the only truth that's going to ever really come out.
Let's note that him and her, both of the parents, were cleared of any wrongdoing with the kid.
Okay. But here's my thing. If he's saying, did he ever hit her? And of course, you see, she could not answer him because she knows. I truly believe that she recorded him to protect her own self, like they said, and you gave it to a quote-unquote best friend. Well, obviously, that isn't a best friend that leaked it. Mm-hmm. And then they cut it down. My cousin was murdered in 2011. We were interviewed by KCTV5 also, and they cut out like a 35-minute video with us to have the media hear what they wanted to hear, and that's exactly what they do. Now, all of a sudden, 11-minute tape comes out with more to what's the truth. I mean, KCTV5 and the person who releases tape needs their butt whooped. I mean, that's ridiculous. You're trying to make a man look bad because domestic violence is so high in this world that they're trying to pinpoint somebody. Should he be suspended? No, I don't think so. Just because of the words that came out of his mouth, everyone in this world, including your president, talks like that. So why should he be suspended for 4 games when your own president can act like this? I think that's ridiculous. Should they be together? No. I believe he's together for the child. She's with him for the money. Now, what stupid broad is going to do some stuff like that when you got a $95 million contract on the line? Come on now.
She's not
plain stupid. Yeah. Now they got twins involved. I mean, right now, it's not cheaper to keep her. You better pay her and get her gone.
Yeah, I would say both need better advice right now, if you ask me, my personal opinion,
True, they need counseling. Yes, they do. Don't get me wrong. Yes. But almost everybody in this world needs counseling.
True.
Do I use the B word? Quite often, unfortunately. Do I need to work on that? Yeah, but everybody does. But don't sit here and make him look like this horrible person because he uses cuss words.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Sometimes I just wish I would away. I wish I would have never had sex with you. I wish I didn't know that. None of that. I wish we could have kids. Like, my life is supposed to be a whole lot easier right now, bro. 2014 wasn't supposed to happen. None of that. But I put my hand around your neck. But I broke my son's arm. Come on. Let's be real, bro. Let's be real.
Yeah, let's be real.
You know how I am with kids, and you know how I am with them very hard, but I would never, ever hurt my son in life.
Yeah.
If he's terrified of me, when we was in that Pearson gym with all those kids, then what, huh? What
he's about three.
That? Everywhere we go, my son loves on me. Everywhere we go.
And then when we get home, what
and
is
we,
it?
And when we get home, it's for real. It's serious time. It's time to lock in, because he know I don't play. I want my son to learn respect, something that you did not teach our son.
That's part of the 11-minute audio that was released from 610 Sports.
You listened to the whole thing.
I did, yeah.
And your big takeaway is just that pretty much Tyreek has been done wrong pretty much, right?
I feel like from the jump, he was done wrong from the secret recording. You're not supposed to record nobody when they don't know. But in that light that he was being secretly recorded, I feel like he was laying the truth out, because there's no reason to lie. You know what I'm saying? So I feel
especially
like
he didn't know he was being recorded.
Exactly.
Right? That's true.
And I feel like she was really, I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. I feel like she was setting him up and egging him on to say something stupid to implicate him in some sort of court of law. I feel that way. Mm-hmm. And let's note that he denied everything. He denied breaking the arm, which he's been cleared of. Mm-hmm. He denied any domestic abuse with her in 2014.
He said he picked her up only to put her out
put
the
her
house.
Put her out the house.
Not choking her or hitting her.
And he pled guilty to domestic violence in 2014. Now, let's be clear. You are a broke college student. You have a future ahead of you. A lot of times in these situations, it is a gamble to take these things to court to put into the hands of a jury who may not necessarily like you or think that you're innocent in the first place. All right? So let's be clear with all of that before we say he did anything. But he vehemently denied any of that, any wrongdoing with that, even doing anything to her in 2014 in these secret audio clips. And the last thing I got out of this play is just KCTV5. Just, I feel like it was a witch hunt against Tyreek Hill, all for views, for clicks, or whatever. Because they could have aired the whole thing to give the listeners, to give the viewers a better understanding of that conversation and give us more context so we could have a clearer sense of what's going on.
You feel like they should make a statement today, right?
Oh, absolutely. They got to.
Yeah.
I feel like they got to.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
But when we're in these relationships and there's so much involved, there's so much at stake, there's money at stake here. We're talking about money. We're talking about a relationship, a fractured relationship, fractured relationships.
Yeah.
Between the kid and Tyreek, between the mother and Tyreek.
Yeah. Yeah.
And most of all, most importantly here, are the kids.
Yeah.
Twins just being born. The kids suffered a broken arm.
I would love to know what the Chiefs are talking to him about right now. I would love to know what they talked about when they drafted him. Because I know they had to talk about everything that happened beforehand. I would love to know what kind of advice they gave him to say, hey, maybe you should think about leaving her alone. Or, hey, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
when you're in a relationship like this, and this goes to everybody. When things get to this point, when you're blaming each other for stuff and
this is serious.
And things
serious
are getting heated,
yes.
You have to leave each other alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go get some counseling, go get therapy, but you gotta leave each other alone.
Yeah.
That's it. You gotta dead it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we gotta avoid this type of stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna leave the last word to you. Good morning.
in a perfect world, I think it's great to have both parents there, but sometimes it just don't work out. I mean, I'm a man who's been divorced twice, and my first wife and I had 2 kids, and that's what I thought, too, was to stay together because of the kids, and that's not right because the kids don't deserve to see that. I mean, if that's the way the relationship's going to go, it sounds like to me she's vindictive. I may be wrong or something, but you know, I think he's better off without her.
I think they're both better off being away from each other, and just sounds like a toxic situation that they're still going through, and it still sounds like they're repeating the cycle, and if they're bringing more kids into this, it's just only going to get more messier, and so I hope they have that figured out.
That's what they need to think about, is that baby.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what's your name?
My name's Brian.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your call and comments.
Yep, thank you.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
824, right now 83 over Independence. What's going on, B?
Hey, you know, the Lion King is coming up soon. I believe it's next weekend, right?
19th?
19th, yeah. Beyonce has announced a new album play, Lion King, The Gift. According to sources, B will be contributing to as well as executive producing and curating this album, which will accompany the live action film. You going to see The Lion King?
I got a feeling I'll be seeing it, but I don't know if I'm going to be rushing to the theaters for it. Are you going to be there opening night?
Yeah, I don't know about opening night, but I am going to see it with my nephew when he comes back into town.
Are you going to watch the original before y'all go see it?
We did. We watched it, well, last year, but I don't know if I want to watch the original again. You know. I might have to do that just to, you know, refresh my memory. But so somebody put out a clip of the movie, right? And I don't know, Play.
Uh-oh.
Seeing you again? You don't know what this will mean to everyone.
That Nala voice didn't quite curl right.
It takes skill to be a good voice actor. And, you know.
Who would you rather have in there?
Nah, Beyonce. I'd rather have Beyonce. I ain't going.
Is she going to sing in the movie?
Listen, you ain't going to have a beehive attacking me.
Why not? You built for it?
No, I'm super good on that.
You're not built for the beehive?
Nah, man, okay. I'm good on that. I'll just be in there singing Hakuna Matata like everybody else, my brother. So August Alsina's opened up about his struggle with an autoimmune disease, which left him temporarily paralyzed. According to sources, after he canceled his performance at the Essence Festival weekend in New Orleans over the weekend, he provided fans with an update, Play.
I woke up one day and wasn't able to walk. I couldn't feel my legs. And my doctor ended up admitting me into the hospital. We're doing a bunch of tests and said I had some nerve damage going on throughout my whole body that I have to, you know, go on a recovery process for. But you know, I don't know, it's like my immune system just went on vacation. So I'm just waiting on it to come on back and we can get together and, you know, they can do what they do, man.
Man, that young man has been through so much in his life. You know, the issues that he's had with his mother. He had the seizures, you know, a couple years ago.
And he lose his brother in a killing or something.
He's been through a lot.
Lost some eyesight at one time, didn't he?
And now, you know, being temporarily paralyzed, like, man.
Yeah, what a talent, man. That dude has... He has talent.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people rocked with his music, so I hope he gets back to doing what he loves, man. Most importantly, just be healthy, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to pray for August Alsina.
Yeah.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wallace Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
We are now in the middle of summer, but it's never too late for some practical and potentially life-saving tips from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Wear sunscreen. Especially babies and children. People of all complexions and skin tones need protection from the sun and the UV rays. Avoid dehydration. Before outdoor activities, children should drink freely and not feel thirsty. Once you're thirsty, it's almost too late. Kids should always have water or a sports drink available and drink every 20 minutes while active in the heat. The inside of a car can reach dangerous temperatures quickly, even when temperatures are not that hot outside. Never leave your child alone in a car, and if you have an infant or a child who is too young to talk, always check the back seat for them before leaving the car. Less experienced swimmers and children under the age of 5 in or around water should always, always, always have an adult within arm's reach. Preferably, the adult will know how to use CPR. Summer is a favorite time of year for so many. Let's keep it safe and enjoyable. Thank you for tuning in with Dr. RJ on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams for your Wellness Wednesday.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.